Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend J. Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOI building on a Thursday. It is 5:30. That's the date, not the time. 5:30:24, just in case, you know, anyone confuse anybody. It's early.
Yeah, well, I wasn't confused. Then you said it. Then I got confused. Then I looked down and I wasn't confused.
Okay, perfect.
Whoa. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
I like
on
what
there.
You did there. You worked it out yourself, Kevin.
Yeah, it's 6:03 on 5:30.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, buddy.
I would be.
This is an up knuckle month, right?
Yeah.
A what?
Up knuckle month.
When you count to see if it has 30 or 31 days. You ever done that on your hand, Steve? You take your fist and you go. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Have you ever done that?
I guess I've seen people do that, but I've never done it.
He doesn't want to experience that himself, Kev. Come on, man. What are you, crazy?
I don't know. Do you like up knuckle months or not really?
I mean, I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't really care either, but it's one of those where I like December. Having 31.
Sure. I mean, I'm not in such a hurry. You know, I don't mind some of the really nasty, cold, wet, gross months getting out of here quicker. So I guess,
right.
You know.
Right, see, that's like January.
I'm kind of really, glad February's only got 28, but you realize it doesn't really make the weather any better.
It doesn't. Doesn't help, does it?
I mean, clearly it's 29 degrees this morning, so, you know.
This is a bad day to be talking about it.
I would be curious if you're in an outlying area, just text us. And if you have a way of checking the temp, that'd be great. Because I heard this morning it was in the 20s in multiple locations within our listening area.
Because they had the freeze warning, right?
Yeah, they had the freeze warning. In fact, my wife and I were like, well, is it going to be that cold here? Whereas, remember all those cool plants we bought?
Oh, no. And they're so cheap.
They pretty much give them away. Yeah. Flowers.
I saw the other, because I don't know where I was. Oh, I was walking into the grocery store and they had the flowers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't pay attention to flowers. Really,
sure, why would you? You're not planting
them. I don't really buy them.
Yeah.
But my granddaughter really was like, these are so pretty. We should buy these for whoever. I can't remember who she said. And then I was like.
Probably producer Steve.
I was like, okay, that funny boy with the glasses.
Yeah, that's it.
And then I started looking at him and I was like, oh, well, sweetie, we're not going to buy these today because they'll die before we get them home.
Sure.
And I was like, are you kidding? That's how much a plant is?
Right? You're like, wait, is that real?
Oh, and you're not just getting one usually.
True.
They bring people happiness, though, don't they?
They do. Yeah. I think there's if you're a kind of person who likes those, I mean, it's my wife loves flowers, so yeah, she enjoys it a lot, really a lot. Did you see it? Oh, wait, I just saw it. I just saw it. You know what? I'm not going to say it, Kevin, because I see it's your first thought. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. It's 28 degrees in Deer Park.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
Happy birthday to Roberta's husband, Mark.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yes, and don't forget, Kevin, it's not just the knuckles. It's 30 days in September, April, June, and November.
30 days in April, May, June, and November?
Yeah, 30 days in September, April, June, and November.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, that is trickier than my knuckles.
Steve, if you do the knuckle thing, you got to skip the one knuckle, though. You got to skip the gap when you get to your pinky. You know that, right?
No, I don't.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because
January, February, March, April, May, June, July. And then what do you do?
You got to go, because July and August both have 31, so you got to skip across.
Well, then this doesn't work. Why is this a thing?
Yeah, no, it works fine because you just put your hands the right way. It works for me.
Put your...
Don't you just... I just use one hand and go back.
Right, but you have to skip the gap when you're coming back. Between your pinky and your ring finger, you don't go down into the gap. If you do, you're not doing it right.
Jay, sorry. I don't go back.
You go the same direction twice. I see. You go.
I begin again, like Michael Finnegan.
Yeah,
I
guess.
Bam! Now what?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Tad the chicken watched the eclipse Monday. I'm sorry, Tad is the human.
Oh, okay.
Tad seems like a chicken name, doesn't it?
Well, you know, either way.
Tad the human watched the eclipse Monday with his pet chicken, Gertrude.
Kevin James.
I'm going to say this. If you were to tell me to guess the name of the man who owned a chicken who watched the eclipse, I never would have guessed Tad.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Howdy, Kevin.
Hello. I need a little help here. I need help with a couple things.
No kidding.
And I wish Steve was here to help me.
Oh, boy. I think he's glad he's not.
Why me? Steve, I got some water, delicious ice water, and I left it in the kitchen.
Mm.
And now I'm sitting here, and I could use some water, and I don't have any.
Mm. Well, if you left your door open, I could probably go and get it for you, but
yeah.
Unfortunately.
I did have somebody text a couple of days ago when you said something about getting water or something, and somebody texted, and why is it that Steve is supposed to get Kevin water?
It's just been a long-standing joke from the first day. Because, folks, this is what Steve would do every day. He gets to the station, I believe, at 3 a.m., and he prepares whatever it is he's preparing, and then... he's ready, and then when we get there, he's just like, oh, Jay, I'm going to tell you all this stuff, okay? And then I get there later, and then he's like, oh, now I got to tell Kevin all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks, Steve. And then, like, for the last 10 minutes before we go on the air, he just says the same thing over and over.
Which is what?
Do you guys, do you need anything?
Which is very nice.
No, I think I'm good.
Very nice.
And it's always just like, hey, no, I think I'm good. And he was like, okay, well, he'd say something else, and then he just goes, you sure? You sure you don't need anything? And I'm like, well, I mean, the only other thing I'm going to do is get this water full when I'm done getting the rest of the stuff for the show, you know? But if you want to fill my water, you sure could. So then it just became a joke that Steve was going to fill my water.
You can see
Not
Steve
funny.
Really thinks it's funny.
I mean, yeah, right. It's hilarious.
Kevin, what did you see? Did you see it last night or not?
Man, I missed it, Jay.
Did?
I got the stuff right before it. I had a doctor's appointment. I know that's weird.
Doctor.
And I went into the doctor.
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 And it was just starting to storm. I mean, I was like, whoa, this is going to be a bad one.
One of those weird days yesterday.
That's going to be a bad one. And apparently it only rained like in a few places really, really hard. We didn't really get anything in Spokane.
Oh, we got it at my house pretty good.
Okay.
It was pretty brief, but it was one of those, it was kind of an on and off, you know, drizzled a little here or there. And then all the wind was just took off and it was, you know, more stuff flying off trees. It was like that news and weather reporter the other day. It's the wind is so bad that some actual leaves have come off the trees. I'm like, oh, gosh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was windy, whatever. So I went into the doctor, came out, got home, and looked at my phone and saw that we had a double rainbow.
Oh, my God. Woo! Oh, wow!
You know that guy, Steve?
No.
No, you don't know Double Rainbow guy?
Is that you?
No, that's...
Oh, my gosh. Jay, do we have the full video?
Oh, my gosh, Kevin. I don't know if I got the full thing. Double
that
Rainbow.
That man's name is Paul the Bear Vasquez.
Uh-huh.
Also known as the Double Rainbow guy.
Right, yeah.
I mean, he was this kind of long-haired... hippie dude
right,
who
yeah.
just loving life. He's a love life guy.
Yep.
And
R.I.P. Kevin.
Apparently, I know he passed away in 2020.
Mm.
Not good. Just a bummer.
Yeah. He was. He was like,
all the way. Double rainbow. Oh my God. It's a double rainbow all the way.
Now, this is in his front yard.
Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, man. Wow. Whoa. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Woo. Oh, wow. Woo.
He's very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
This guy was so great.
That's one of my favorite things.
It's so awesome how excited he was. That's also what Steve sounded like when I told him he got the job.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Woo! Oh, wow!
Here's audio of a producer Steve getting into his car after his walk date on Sunday.
Man. Whoa. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes.
Mm. He's not as entertained by that as we are.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Steve, do you find the double rainbow guy awesome?
Sure. Was he like a storm chaser or something?
No, it was in just,
he lived in Yosemite, I think. Did he not? Yeah.
Yep. And he was in his front yard and he just went out and.
And keep in mind, his front yard, he's like, this guy's a mountain man. He doesn't have neighbors.
Yosemite National Park.
That's right. Yeah. And he just loved nature. And man, those things got him going. He was so excited by it.
Okay.
It's one of those things that.
He was trying to analyze this.
And if you actually see his double rainbow, it is pretty impressive.
It's pretty cool, yeah. But it was pretty cool last night, too.
You just see it and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. No, last night was amazing.
Maybe you had to be there. I don't know.
Maybe you had to be there.
No, it's just funny, Steve.
Hello. My name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Okay, I'm looking up this guy now. Yeah, Yosemite National Park.
Well, 50 million views. Are you fact-checking? 51 million. Let's not.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
I always see these videos, and you go, you know, you see the video, there's 51 million views, and whatever. There's 329,000 thumbs up.
Okay.
And then there's like 12 thumbs down. And you're like, who?
Like, why?
And then you look and it's like, Steve Heskey. I now know who the thumbs down guy is.
He's like, why are you so excited? It's not that cool. You're like, bro, enjoy. Yeah. Come on, man.
You look down in the comments. Guess you had to be there.
No kidding. Yeah, what a Debbie Downer over there, man.
Hey, man, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Whatever,
so.
Buzzkill.
I'm sorry, okay?
Don't be a hater.
I'm not hating. It's fine. He's very excited. I like the excitement. I'm all about that. I just, I don't know.
I took a picture of the double rainbow last night and went, yeah, as expected. That doesn't look that cool. Way cooler in person. Doesn't look that great on the camera. So I was like, whatever. The orange sky was cool, though. I did enjoy, like, the picture over at Vista Stadium where they had the rainbow. Because it's weird that you can see, like, the entire rainbow like that. Like, somebody just kind of, like, painted it into the sky.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Looks kind of fake.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It looked very fake.
That is neat.
Write that down, Kevin. Steve's excitement is, that is neat.
Neat.
I tried to say that to Steve the other day.
You know, you can't please you guys.
I tried to say.
That's the whole thing.
I tried to type it into a text. In fact, I think it was a group text, Kev, with the three of us. I said, oh, that's neat, being sarcastic, but yet letting you know that that was cool. And it changed it. That would be best. And I'm like, nope, that's not.
Nope.
That's not as funny. And I would never say that. Yes, that would be best.
That would be best.
I mean, like, don't ruin my fun, man. Come on, spell check. Knock it off.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Round blue and kids might miss it.
The blue moon?
The blue moon. Yeah, the kids are going to miss the blue moons. What are you doing?
Kevin James.
Here's the thing, Kevin. I don't think there's a pass option on this, so I'm trying to move things along.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We got some watershed tickets to give away here in a little bit. Hang on for that. And we'll give away some Webb Slew jet boat race tickets here in about 6 minutes. Audio Vault is brought to you by the Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. So let's give a listen. Kevin, you know who Glenn Powell is, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, very, very famous. Now, maybe there was a time, though, when Glenn Powell was not as famous, and maybe people didn't know who Glenn Powell was. Even though Glenn Powell's the kind of guy who shows up and he just looks famous.
That is true. But, man, imagine him. Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's not. He hasn't been
like pre-Top Gun
a star for very long.
Yeah, and now, of course, now he's, I mean, probably considered a megastar. But there was a time when, even though he was in a movie, he tells this story about when he was, well, let's let him tell it.
I did this movie, Expendables 3. It's like Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Antonio Banderas, Wesley Snipes, Jason Statham. Somehow, I'm the random guy that snuck in. So I'm like the only unknown person in a cast of like legends. I'm in Cannes for the festival. I got kicked out of the VIP section of the Expendables 3 party. It actually got kind of physical. There was a large bouncer that was convinced that I shouldn't be in the VIP section. So it kind of turned into a physical altercation where I got hit in the face at the Expendables 3 party because no one recognized me, even though there was a banner in the party of my face.
Big picture of him, and he's like, that's me.
Yeah. That.
And he gets into a fight with the bouncer who kicks him out of the thing.
That's funny because he does look, he looks like he belongs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And
yeah, then, you'd be like, that guy's definitely an actor.
And the guy's like, bro,
I know who's in this movie. It's all those famous guys.
It's not you. Yeah.
You don't have enough muscles.
Yeah.
Well, you look strong, but not strong enough.
Yeah, and you're not Sylvester Stallone for crying out
loud. I don't know that I've seen him in Expendables 3. Have you?
Well,
Jay?
That's the problem. Like, you don't remember it because of all the major stars.
Sure.
So you're like, yeah, oh, yeah.
Makes me see that.
Right, and you see it, and you go, oh, yeah, there he is. That's
there,
weird.
Oh, there he is.
I guess I never realized.
Let me guess. He kills people in that movie.
I don't know. Boy. I don't want to spoil it, Kevin.
Have you ever seen those, Steve? Any of the Expendables?
I saw the first one for sure.
Okay.
I don't know if I saw the third one.
Oh, what about the fourth one?
Is there four?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I definitely haven't seen the fourth one. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Everybody has a goal in life, Steve. Yeah, you think about it. It's Sylvester Stallone, Jet Li, Harrison Ford, Mel Gibson, Dolph Lundgren, Wesley Snipes, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Antonio Banderas, Jason Statham. Oh, yeah, and Terry Crews, and then some guy named Glenn Powell was in that movie.
Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
Very good job.
Kevin, should we explain pets? Do you want to understand how pets work and the whole thing with pets and how they think? And I mean, this is
how they think. I know how they work. You as a human gets one, then you take care of it.
Right.
And they give back with their love.
Animals have no concept of life expectancy. They don't know how long they're supposed to live.
Yep.
All they know is how they were treated and the time that they spent with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed my life.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that. If an animal here were to die tomorrow, they have no idea that they didn't live a full life. The only person that knows they didn't live a full life is you.
Yep. If an animal dies, they don't know that they lived a full life. Like a person.
Well, yeah.
Because if you died, you'd be dead.
Only people that know that I didn't live a full life was
are the people who are left behind. Here. So that part's kind of the same.
Wait, I'm a dog?
I don't know. I don't know. But it changed her life. Animals don't know their life expectancy. True. I mean, we don't really know ours either. I mean,
Nobody does, really, right? I mean, it varies
by person.
If she's referring to a sick animal or something, like you took it to the vet, but you don't think the dog knows
its life expectancy?
Yeah, or knows that it's
sick.
Come to the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course it knows.
Right, yeah. So her life's changed. Just thought I'd change yours. I don't know if you saw this video that came out yesterday, Kevin. It went pretty crazy.
I didn't see anything yesterday, Jay.
Okay.
I don't think. Well, I mean, the only thing I tried to do the old catch up on something.
Yeah.
You know, I was scrolling through Instagram and just looking, trying to see if there was anything I missed yesterday. And all I did is I ended up getting stuck on this Judge Judy episode.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it for a second, because this isn't a courtroom.
Oh, no.
No, because this is a courtroom. So one of the things that changed during the pandemic was the Zoom courtrooms. You know, then they still do quite a bit of that. So this, it's a trial for a man who has a suspended driver's license.
Oh, my God, Jay, I did see it. I did not realize that was from yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know what? That didn't go well. The judge is on there. The defendant's lawyer is on there. And the guy with the suspended driver's license, he jumps onto the Zoom meeting while he's driving.
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. So just give me 1 second. I'm parking right now.
Because he's thinking, yeah, I shouldn't be on the phone.
That's the first thing, Kevin. He's like, yeah, right. Well, I shouldn't be driving while I'm talking. The judge is like, are you driving? You got to be safe, of course, because, you know, this is a trial. Yeah.
I'm pulling in right now at this second.
And you could tell he's in his mind, like, look at how safe I am. I'm pulling into my spot.
Don't you worry, Judge.
Your Honor, we are respectfully requesting an adjournment in this matter, possibly 2 to 4 weeks if the court would allow.
Yeah, we're going to get an adjournment. We don't even think he's guilty of anything. Huh?
Okay. So maybe I don't understand something.
No, you do. You understand
this
it.
This judge is great because he is so befuddled.
He's
by
like
all.
This guy's
he
like
keeps
probably
like looking around the courtroom like is I'm wait, you, this is real.
Is this punked?
He does feel like he's looking to see if there's some sort of another camera that someone in, you know, somebody's going to pop out. John Quinones, what would you do?
This is your driving while license suspended.
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving and he didn't have a license.
Oh.
That's what the charge is, Your Honor, yes.
The guy's, is my baby. He now realizes it's the defendant.
Oh. And he proceeds, the rest of the video is just him with a dumb look on
his
face.
With his mouth wide open. Come on, man.
He's suspended and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Oh.
That is correct, Your Honor. Thank you for stating the obvious for the attorney. Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about it either, Your Honor.
He's suspended and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Hello?
1 minute, Mr. Harris.
I don't even know why he would do that. So, defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is to turn himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Harris, I'll be giving you a call.
I bet you will. I bet you will.
Mr. Harris, what were you doing?
I will be giving you a call. Are you the dumbest man on the planet? Thank you.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, gosh, that was great. His reaction when he's like, oh, my God. Mr. Harris, I'll be giving you a call. I want cash up front for my bill.
I mean, I drive all the time without a license, so I didn't even think about it.
I think that's true, Kevin. I think that was what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's your audio vault for a Thursday. It is the 30th day of May, 2024. I hope you're having a smarter day than that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My granddaughter yesterday wanted some cereal, and we had just got groceries, and so we had a new box of Fruity Pebbles.
Yum.
Kevin James.
And she said, Papa, can I please have some of the Fruity Pimples? She goes, the Fruity Pimples, Papa,
oh,
please.
Oh, my gosh. Fruity
Pimples. And I was
Pimples
like, Fruity
is
Pimples
great.
Is... That I will call him that for the rest
I
of my life.
I love that.
Now.
Yeah, that's great.
Fruity Pimples.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve, remind me to give away those Webb Slough jet boat race tickets here in a minute, will you?
Oh, yep.
I forgot. I was going to do that momentarily. Boy, still got the freeze warning. By the way, they just extended it through tomorrow. So, you know.
Thank goodness. What a way to end the month.
Seriously. It is weird.
Out like a polar bear. What's that old saying go?
Yeah, that's it. Out like a polar
May's
bear.
Like out like a polar bear.
June's in like a soggy bear, I think is what.
I don't know. I mean, it's going to get nice eventually, right?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Which, by the way.
Very nice. Is it going to get very nice?
Very nice. I started to realize this, I think maybe just yesterday or the day before that. I don't know if it's the show or if it's just me or...
That's just you.
I think I'm overusing the phrase very nice.
Uh-huh.
And so now, to get myself to stop using it, I keep doing the Borat thing, though, so now it's like...
Wow, 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 it's very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. We've done that off and on over the years.
Yeah, and it's bad right now.
Where it'll be like a little catchphrase in the office or whatever. And, yeah, Jay...
I know why I started it.
Why?
Because of Steve, producer Steve.
What did I do?
Because people always ask, hey, how's Steve been? And Steve's great. What's he like? I go, he's very nice. I'm like, he's like one of the nicest people I've ever met. And I'm never joking when I say it. And then I realize.
He's very nice.
And I realize, dang it.
That's very nice of you, Jay. I appreciate that.
Oh, stop. So then I said yesterday, that was funny, Kevin, because Kevin was listening at home. It's what he does. And not to the radio, just to the conversations.
Yeah, we can chat with each other off the air.
Yeah, it's like a closed circuit scenario.
It's kind of like fancy walkie-talkies.
Yeah. So we're talking to each other and I said it, I think, and then I followed it up with, very nice. And then Steve said, is that Bo-Rat?
Yeah, he's like, wait, what is that? Oh, yeah, is that Bo-Rat?
And I was like, what? And Kevin goes, what did he say? I go, he said Bo-Rat, like Bo and Luke Doot Rat. You know,
it just definitely changes the character.
That's Bo-Rat.
Bo-Rat.
Hey, have you ever seen the movie Bo-Rat?
Bo-Rat, he's very nice.
Yeah.
I've been saying things wrong for so long.
Yeah, you just didn't even know.
Yeah.
What is the man's name now?
What is his name?
Yeah, what's his name? Not Bo-Rat. What is the actual pronunciation?
I'm going to screw it up, but Bo-Rat.
Bo-Rat.
No, you didn't. Okay. You said it right.
Yeah, like your life. Boring at home.
Hey.
What?
That was not very nice.
Otherwise, it's very nice.
Sorry. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. So, I'm going to try to catch myself on that. And then the other one is, I didn't know this, but apparently, if I say, you know, thanks, buddy, or something like that to Steve, apparently he doesn't like it. He doesn't like the phrase. Is it, why is that, Steve?
It just feels very, I don't know, like I'm a little kid.
Yeah, because he did say that. I go, I said it in a text over the weekend. I'm like, I checked on him. He was at a remote. Hey, man, how's the remote going? It's good. I go, okay, well, thanks, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your day. And he said something sarcastic about buddy. And then I realized, wait, am I not supposed to say that? And then he goes to me yesterday. He goes,
thought that was bad.
He goes, what are you, five? And I was like, what? Wait, what? I say that all the time to people who are my buddies. Like, I said it yesterday, and then I realized I said, very nice, to, like, about eight of my buddies. I said it to Anthony yesterday. I said, oh, he's our promotions director. I said, hey, blah, 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 can you do this? Blah, blah. He goes, yeah, I'll take care of it. I go, all right, thanks, buddy. And I walked out. And Steve's like, why do you call them buddy when you know their name?
Here's also the thing. Like, I would call, like, if I have a friend or whatever, I'm talking about him, I go.
Oh, so we're going to play Fantasyland?
Yeah. So if I had a...
Wow, it's really...
Yeah, shots fired.
Not so very nice.
Not so very nice.
Again, I mean, you're not being nice.
Very nice.
Is it because I got you saying that? Is that what's happening?
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, if I had a friend and I was talking about him, I might say, hey, you know, this is my buddy, or I'm going out with my buddy, or something like that.
Oh, so you would say it in a conversation, but not to that person.
Yeah, I wouldn't go, hey, buddy.
I got you.
I don't know. That's... I don't know.
I'm going to put that
I don't know, there. Steve. I think that is, I don't, I feel like you might be in the minority on that. Like,
you think so?
Yeah. I know. I'm definitely when people say they talk about somebody, you know, they talk about a buddy. That part I think everybody does.
Sure.
But I don't know. I don't think it's that weird to call someone a buddy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I first noticed it like a while ago. One of my friends, he started texting me, like, hey, what's going on, buddy? What's up, buddy? And I was just like, I don't know if I like this.
And you said it makes you feel like a little kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that because, like, you just have the memories of your dad saying it to you? Like,
oh, like rubbing the top of his head. Hey, little buddy. Hey,
Steve, come here, buddy, okay? It's going to be all right. Just go out there and you do your best. It's, you know what? You only graduate high school once. Come on, buddy. And okay. He rubs your head and sends you out the door. And is that why, you think?
Wow, you're just recreating a moment.
Apparently, he was there.
Like I was there almost.
Yeah. Right?
Or you just made up a moment.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, it's fine. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, my dad didn't even really call me buddy.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Would you have liked it? Would you have said, Dad, that's very nice?
Wow, 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 he's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
No. Not like Bo Rat.
Oh, the Big 99.